Welcome to News from the Breach, a Dragon Prince podcast. We are your hosts,
Yana
and Kaylee. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. It's a morning aufnahme, morning recording. just a short, how are you today? How are you today, Yana?
Yeah, not so good. But it's getting better because now I'm in the game again.
With recording.
Yeah, sure. With recording.
And doing something nice.
Yeah,
I arrived here and Yana's neighbor was playing very loud music and it was like duns, 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 duns.
Techno party in the
Not
house.
Not so nice.
Yeah, I hate it.
But now it's off. And and I have a cold, people. So if I have to have a short break and a cough and a nose blowing, then so be it.
I also hate it. Yeah.
All right. Do we want to talk comments?
Yes, we have one from Potato. Thank you for writing us again. Potato wrote, whoever's username is TDP and KOTLC, girly, can I just say that you have amazing taste and everyone needs to read Keeper of the Lost Cities because it's just so good.
Hey,
yeah.
Hello, Potato, again. Yeah. And nice that we get some love between the commenting fans.
It's really cool to see.
And yeah. We noticed, Potato, that you commented, you must have listened and then commented within like 8 hours of the episode coming out. So well done. Yeah. You're on it with listening. Nice.
That was also cool, yeah.
And did we get anything else?
No. Unfortunately not.
Okay. No worries. Okay, cool. Nice. Cool. So let's get started with the synopses. Today we're talking about Book 7 Dark, Chapters 7 and 8. So, Chapter 7, The Titan and the King. While Callum and his friends race to stop Aravos from bringing about Eternal Night, the trapped Star Touch elf gives Ezrin a grim history lesson. And Chapter 8, Dying Light. A shocking betrayal turns the tide in Aravos' favour. With Eternal Night upon them, Callum and his allies rally in a desperate final stand.
Da-da-dum.
Was it so shocking a betrayal? We will see. I don't know. Yeah, again, thank you for the synopses, Dragon Prince Wiki.
Mm-hmm. As always.
The chapter begins at the Valley of the Graves. A flying white shadowhawk turns into an arrow.
Was it Lujane's arrow?
It's one from Ithari. Ithari makes them.
Okay.
And we've seen them before when he did he made the red arrow for the assassination of the king.
I see.
So okay. I think it's an Ithari creation,
mm-hmm.
Which makes sense because it comes from the Silver Grove.
Yeah. But it's again a bird in the first seconds.
Yeah, a bird, not a real bird, a magical made bird, yes.
Yeah.
And attached to the arrow is Callum's letter. It's not the letter to repair their relationship. And I like this, that it's like showing Callum while Ezrin's reading it. And Callum's like checking his reflection in the fountain.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that relationship.
Yeah.
Am I still good? I don't know. Because later he sees his reflection and it's like his bad reflection. Yeah.
But it's also cool that he begins with, okay, I would like to apologize,
mm-hmm.
And be sorry and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So there are some feelings and stuff in it.
The door is open.
The door is open, exactly. But then, yeah, it's not that letter. It's something about Aravos. Of course, Ezrin already knows, but nevertheless... Also in it, there's the Callum's plan, what to do.
Yeah, true.
So it's a more important letter.
It's a very important letter.
Yeah.
But he does say already he's certain that they'll find a way to repair things.
Yeah.
So that's cool. That's already like, oh, okay, so you're open.
Yeah.
And then we get Callum, Rayla, Stella, Sneasels, Astrid, Runan, and Ithari mounting up on the mounts. I didn't know the mounts' names and I didn't have time to look, but the Shadow Paw was there, and then there were like two kind of owly looking ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also Lorenus is there seeing them off, which is nice.
Who?
Lorenus, the guy who gave Rayla, like Rayla had to go through this atonement thing in the well.
Yeah.
And that was Lorenus.
Ah, okay, okay.
Who now seems to be okay with them again.
Yeah, okay, okay, yeah. Okay. I see. Yeah. I forgot. Yeah.
And while the scene looks at them in the letter, it says new friends and old, like.
Yeah, true.
Joining together to fight and stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. So then we get the steps. We've got step one. So Callum's three-step plan.
Yeah.
Step one, Luxoria. Protect the orb at any cost.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows, there's just a shot showing Luxoria still plagued by the zombie creatures or the corrupted creatures.
Corrupted Bantos, yeah.
Step two, Colossal Pearl from Akiyu. And then we see Akiyu kind of making something,
mm-hmm.
being approached by a shadow, and you can tell from the shadow who it is.
Of course, it's Claudia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can see the staff in the shadow.
Yeah.
And step three, the big help of the Archdragons.
Mm-hmm.
Rayla's going to go get Domina Profundus
mm-hmm.
with the crystal. And you see her like flying in the rain, la la la.
Yeah.
Ithari has to go and get Rex from Umbertor.
Mm-hmm.
And they need Zubaya if she's well enough. And Ez, can you please go get her?
Yeah, exactly.
And then they meet at Luxoria, and the Archdragons can hold Aravos down, and Callum can imprison him with ocean magic.
Yeah. This is the. So you said how many steps?
I said a three-step plan. It's four steps, isn't
yeah,
it?
It's
that's
four
the
plans.
That's the fourth
yeah,
step.
Four steps.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, and Ez is annoyed that Callum isn't in Catullus, and he would have known that they had Aravos then.
Yeah. So this scene is a little bit like, okay, he's still too angry with Callum, I guess.
Yep.
And too content or something, because he captured Aravos already, but then he me's. And you know, like, why didn't he write them?
Yeah, yeah. Ez could have let them know.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So this is so stupid.
Yeah, it's just being bitter to be bitter.
Yeah,
yeah.
This yeah. is really, really stupid. Yeah.
Yeah, and Ez is annoyed. Yeah, he would have known they have Aravos, but like, you have Aravos, but you don't have a plan.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you just like okay. We'll trap him. Okay,
yeah.
Awesome. And then just see what happens.
He's also saying this later. He's too weak and powerless.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
What can he do against this Titan?
Yeah.
Goliath.
Yeah, it would have made sense to be like, okay, Corvus knows that he's the island, seemingly, and that we have a plan now to capture him in that moment to send a crow.
Yeah.
To Callum, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. And yeah. be like, come and help us.
Or something else, you know? All the time, people are flying around.
Yeah.
And it takes not long, apparently.
Yeah. And also, like, Ez can do some long-distance telepathy, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, we
so,
go.
So many ways of communicating, and then me.
Where? Should we call the Wambulance?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, dear.
Don't know if they have Wambulances in... In Zadia. all right. And then Pyra arrives with Sorin and Bat and Hate. No. Bait and Hat, who are both on Sorin, which I find cute.
Yeah. And Terry and Anya are also on Pyra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's again in Inception with the hat on Sorin on Pyra.
Yeah. True. It's cute. And then we see all of them standing around, and Ezran is explaining the plan again, because they didn't hear, of course.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to leave here because of the captured Titan. So he sends Corvin instead to get Zubea.
Go and get Zubea.
Exactly.
Yeah. In his very kingly manner.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else?
I like that Anya is holding bait then while they're talking. And that Sorin and Corvus, they just take Terry. Like, Terry's not told to do anything, but they're just like, come on. And Terry just hops on and it's like, okay, I'm coming with you.
Yeah, true.
Nice.
True. Yeah.
And Ez says he will keep Aravos busy.
Mm-hmm.
We will be here and ready for you. Yeah. And then.
Until they return.
Yeah, yeah, until they get back.
And then they go to Luxor.
Together. Yeah.
That was the plan, but the plan.
True.
Didn't work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's so many things going on in this chapter.
Also, you have lots of images in the background.
Yeah.
Where you can see people someone preparing. Else. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doing stuff.
Yeah. And one thing I noticed, so in these, like, what do you call it? Yeah, when everyone's getting themselves ready.
Yeah.
There's a word for it. This kind of like scene and scene and scene.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you see the warriors getting their weapons ready, you know, like Rayla's holding her sword and Runan has got his bow on and stuff. And then you just get, what's her name? Astrid. And she's just sorting out her hair. That's
also important.
Super important.
Yeah, nice.
But everyone got their like moment. She's sorting out her hair. Okay, good.
Yeah,
good
cool.
That the hair is sorted for your flight. Yeah. All right. So then we get Aravos and Ezrin.
Yeah. So this is also an important moment because here Ezrin is here to judge Aravos. And he says, King has to look into the face and hear the words of those he judges. Reminds me a little bit of Game of Thrones with the Stark thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
When Jon Snow has to someone.
They have to cut off.
Yeah,
they have to deliver the judgment themselves. Yeah, 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 yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, then we hear Averroes. He's innocent.
Innocent?
Yeah, of course.
What?
Nope.
And then he also says that he's Ez's greatest ally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he also only tells the truth, of course. And then he explains a little bit more why he's the greatest ally. Because, for example, he killed Sol Regem, and Sol Regem destroyed Catullus, so Ezrin's city, and Aeros murdered him by his design.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
It was all
a bit mysterious.
All part of his plan.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Yeah. But he doesn't mention that Sol Regem actually destroyed Catullus because of him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah, of course.
By the way.
It's not a lie, but it's only half truth,
yeah.
As we should know by now.
Yeah.
And the allies, which Ezrin has, elves and dragons, they are all victims of his evil. Like, according to Ezrin. But no, the allies kept the humans degraded and oppressed, according to Averroes.
Yep. And that he was just empowering them.
Yeah, exactly. And also by sharing the gift of magic, this should be a proof of innocence. And he did it for humanity, so also for Ezrin.
Yeah. And that he, and then he's like complimenting Ez, that you're like wise and kind and courageous.
Of course.
And yeah, and that this coming new era is frightening for him. And then he just like starts to get up, like he's kind of stretching
true,
in the in the chains. It's like, oh God.
Yeah.
But Ez doesn't do anything. He's just like, he's just standing watching it happen. Just like, okay. Don't be scared, accept it, join me, turn a tragedy into a triumph, get past your childish hesitation and compromise and allow me to help you.
Uh-huh.
I paraphrase. But yeah, like Aravos is, yeah, he's very good at talking to people and getting them to think that he's on their side, isn't he?
Totally.
That's his whole thing. And I find it a bit naive of Ez to put himself in front of Aravos and let the talking happen, you know?
Mm.
Because even the purest hearted person, I'm not sure that they can stand, like, not be influenced by it.
Yeah, sure, sure. Also, this speech of join me is also in every villain's arc ever.
It's true, yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah. And Ez is decided and says, I will lead the world into a new era, but without you.
Mm-hmm.
But Ez hesitated a bit too long there, felt like.
Yes, true. Yes, but yes, totally.
Was it acting? Or was he really, like, thinking about all the stuff that Aravos
said? I think he was thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because Aravos is so good with rhetoric and speeches. Yeah. There has to be some influence on Ezra.
Yeah, and you see sometimes the words have an effect on his face as well.
True.
But this is interesting how they keep turning the rhetoric on each other. So Aravos says that Ezrin's too young and can't possibly understand and all of this stuff. And Ezrin turns it around and it's like, oh, sorry, it goes the other way around, huh? Anyway, Ezrin says that Aravos has spent too long looking through the lens of hate.
Mm-hmm.
But Aravos turns it around again. It's like, you're leaving out part of the truth, and so now you're leaving out part of the truth. And that 3,000 years ago, Shirawak battled the Startouch elf Lorelion.
Mm-hmm.
And Shirawak is who Claudia has the scale from.
Yeah.
And that Shirawak delivered a fatal bite, but both of them died in a cosmic storm. Mm-hmm. Of the Great One's death throes.
So the Great One is Lorelion.
Lorelion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Was the Startouch elf that got killed then. And then they forged the fangs into the Nova Blade.
But how? When Shirawak died, why isn't she gone then completely, you know?
Yeah. Don't know. There must have been a skeleton lying around there. Or
of course.
Somehow. Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah.
And the Nova Blade was made into the Nova Blade, which came to Ez's ancestor. But she imprisoned Aravos instead of destroying him. And she hid the sword.
Yeah. And one question. So Shirawak not only gave the Nova Blade, but also the amulet.
It seems like they also forged the amulet then from one of the scales, yeah.
So they forged an Achilles heel for elves, Star Church elves.
Yeah.
And a protection for someone else.
Yeah. Unless Shirawak gave it when they were still alive, maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, true. They picked apart Shirawak's body and made stuff out of it.
Okay. Like this, of course.
Maybe it was a kind of like a saintly thing, you know, like...
Mm.
Isn't there this thing in Christianity where they keep pieces of saints' bodies and stuff? Maybe it was a bit like that.
Maybe.
Like relics. I don't know. But it's a bit dark magic-y.
Yeah, totally.
To just take bits of the body, even though he was dead already, I guess. But interesting, yeah. Moral grey area.
Yeah.
Oh, not really. I don't know. But but what Aravos is trying to say is that she was untrustworthy or something because she then hid the Nova Blade. I'm not sure, quite sure what he was getting at there.
Yeah, totally.
That she wanted the Nova Blade for herself.
Yeah, or... but if she's dead, she's dead.
Yeah.
So this is also my question. What's the essence of this story?
Yeah, exactly. Not sure what he's trying to say other than to try and get Ezrin, yeah, it's just a manipulating tale, but yeah, I don't know exactly what he's trying to manipulate Ezrin into there.
This is just another thing villains always do.
Yeah.
Hey, on the deathbed or some, yeah, in a bad moment for the villains.
Yeah,
they
in a
tell,
monologue. Yeah.
Yeah, they tell their Achilles heel. Why?
Yeah.
What? Ugh. This makes no sense.
Yeah. He does so much kind of trickery that he got lost in his tricks then and accidentally gave Ezrin a tip.
Yeah, but also he said humanity can only be seen clear through the lens of history, then tells his tale. What does it have to do with being great and old and seeing only the hate? Where's the hatred? Where? I don't understand.
I think he's trying to say, like, okay, she seemed like she was well and good because she actually didn't kill him out of mercy and put him in the prison.
Yeah, but...
But then she kept this weapon that actually kills Star Touch elves. So she's not actually... She wasn't actually good.
She's neutral.
Yeah.
Huh? So, but this is not bad for both of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's confusing. I don't know. I also found it a bit confusing. But anyway, but we have the good information now about the Nova Blade. And then...
Yeah, then they speak about what's the further plan. Because, of course, Ezrin wants to imprison him again.
Yeah.
Maybe through Callum, yes, okay. But Callum has to use dark magic for this. And Ezrin is like, no, he will not use it.
Yeah.
Because,
Because of the pearl. Like, because they want to put him in a pearl.
Yeah, and also Callum is not dark.
Yeah.
You know, he trusts him.
He says, yeah, he wouldn't do that. Huh?
Yeah. And Arrow sarcastically asks if it's written in the stars. No, it's written in his eyes.
That he's seen it in Callum's eyes, yeah.
And Callum would never do this, blah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. And he says that Callum will walk that dark road and join us.
And again, join them, yes, of course.
Yeah. And then Aravos says, okay, I've lingered here long enough.
Yeah.
And it's gotten dark at that moment, and specters start to come out of the fog and surround them, and we get Aravos like, mwah!
Yeah, of course.
There has to be an evil laugh.
It's again this monologue part,
yeah.
And then, I waited long enough to be freed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mwahaha.
Yeah.
But exactly. I love this. I thought about this mwahaha, like this evil laugh thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I wonder in real life if people, when they do really shitty stuff, if they actually go, mwahaha. Like, can you imagine? I don't know, you know, just...
No.
Does it actually, like...
Probably not. Maybe some real bad people.
I just imagine Trump, you know, doing something shitty. And then he's like,
maybe,
mwahaha.
Maybe in his chamber, like in secret or something.
Like he has his a little chamber where he goes and then he does like Monty Burns, like with his hands.
Yeah.
Like, mwah.
In the basement or something. Yeah, could be. Yeah, I'm not sure. No one does this.
Yeah, it's more like a game thing or something. Yeah. But I wonder where it comes from. It must have started somewhere in like film history or something,
maybe,
or in theater.
Maybe because then people can really recognize, okay, this character is bad.
Yeah,
you know,
because they're getting like joy out of this
exactly.
This shitty stuff they're doing. Yeah. All right. Then we get the fight with the specters. And Aravos is calling to them, like, come out, come out, specters. And then we hear, like, boom, boom. And then a ballista comes, like, flying out of the shadows. And it's the Titan from the Heart of a Titan.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they try to attack to no avail. And, yeah, the soldiers and their ballista get smashed. And then the Titan comes and melts Aravos' chains. And Anya's like, it's time to go.
Yeah.
Yes, Anya. I think you're right. But they don't go. They actually just go and hide under Sol Regum's skeleton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's something.
It's something. It's better than being out in the open. Yeah. And Aravos is like, remember, I never lie. And children of the night, rejoice in this darkness. And then he's standing with like the moon behind him, super dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Soon you will never have to fear the dawn. Mwahaha!
Again, evil Lothar. Okay, yes.
Weird. Thanks, Aravos. Okay.
Yeah, super weird.
So from my notes, that's the end of that mm-hmm. arc.
Yeah, this was heavy. I also didn't enjoy listening to Aros again.
Yeah, it's monologuing and
yeah.
manipulating. Yeah, really good. Still loved the voice actor. I think I say this every time.
Totally.
And stuff, but yeah, it's just blah, blah, Aravos, blah.
Exactly.
But, I don't know, at the same time, he is just very good at it, and it is nice that you get given all these perspectives, I guess, even though it's very manipulative, you know? It's not just good and evil. Some of the stuff that he does, it is to help humanity, like, or whatever, but just most of it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
And what's the plan he has is not helpful for anyone,
no.
except for the spirits, maybe?
Yeah, and it's going to destroy the whole world and the whole of humanity. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, hey? I don't get the point.
And that brings us back again to the Claudia storyline, because, like, I don't know what she thinks she's going to get out of it in the end, because she's, like, if it's Eternal Night and the world dies, like... She's also not going to be around,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. I don't get it.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so should we move on?
Yeah. Luxoria?
Luxoria.
Okay, this is a funny scene because Astrid is on the quest to search Aunt Maya and asks random people. And then says, okay, nice to meet you anyway. Then asks the guy, who is clearly not Aunt Amaya.
Are you Aunt Amaya?
And then comments on a t-shirt, I love your shirt.
True.
Then meets Queen Amaya, but asks her if she's Aunt Amaya. And no, it's Queen Amaya, but I think, yeah, you know my nephews.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, this is funny. And Astrid tells the plan to both queens. And the plan is Eros takes the orb and wants to kill the sun. So they also argue whether to fight him. But no army can withstand an attack from a Star-Touch Titan.
Mm-hmm.
And they also can't protect the sun orb against him. So maybe they can destroy it. The spell is delicate and dangerous, and only the most powerful mage could hope to perform it. Also,
yep.
Wow. And only one person in the whole world can do this. Of course, it's Karim.
Of course, it's Karim.
Of course.
Good that they haven't killed him yet.
Yeah. But Karim is, of course, against it. First, he's sentenced to death, but now they ask for a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Really? And he will never destroy the orb, even if there's a chance of restoring it. And then they tell him, okay, maybe he can save one life. Mine? No, the sun herself.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe they sparked something in him.
Yeah, to realize, like, actually he... worships the sun, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe the sun's worth it.
It's... Why didn't Mianna reach to him, you know? Like... Yeah. Stupid character.
Yeah. Just selfish, power-hungry Karim thinks of nothing else.
My
heir.
Than
how can I be more powerful?
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame. Yes.
It truly is.
Yeah. As we will find out in the next chapter.
Yeah. Okay, this is everything I have to Luxoria.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to Amator.
Yeah. In Umbatur, the giants are clearing stuff and fist bump. Seems like they finally got to where they wanted to get to. And
do you know their names?
Chert and Terbium?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
I didn't write it down. Yeah, good. Well done, really Brain. Good. Well done, Brain.
I had to look it up.
And Ithari seeks an audience. Impossible. Rex has not been seen in months. And Ithari sees him, like, through the crack in the door. Oh, how we miss him. And I don't know which one it is. I think it's Chert. Does, like, a diva pose. Yeah. Oh, how we miss him. Very good acting.
Yeah.
What a shame. I have a delicious gift.
A treat. No, they should try in a decade or so again.
Sorry?
They should try to search for Rex Ignis in a decade or so.
In a decade, yeah. And then, what a shame, because I have a delicious gift. A treat that has never left the Silver Grove. And Rex, like, bursts out of the door and says, word has gotten out about Rex's deepest vulnerability, his sweet tooth. Very nice, light-hearted scene. And then we see, I think, just in the reflection of his eye, the Moonbury surprise.
Yeah, and we hear a little bit of song.
Ding, ding. Yeah. And I just put in my notes, sigh.
Yeah.
But we have more to say about this, the Moonbury surprise, because Yana did a deep dive, if you looked into the show notes from the last episode, and found a whole kind of article online about the Moonbury surprise and how it came to be.
Totally worth a read. Look into the show notes.
Yeah. So it was kind of just an illustrator experiment a little bit. And yeah, that's how it got in there. But yeah. You can read it yourselves.
No. It's awesome.
But yeah, now we know why it's in there, kind of. But it's not actually a reference to something that we don't know. It was just a creation of one illustrator.
Actually, lead storyboard artist.
Aha, uh-huh, there we go.
Yeah.
And they went off on their own with this one.
Yeah.
All right. Then we move to the mushroom forest.
Mm-hmm.
In the mushroom forest, we see mushroom creatures running across a branch, and all the people that have arrived there have mushroom hats on.
Mm-hmm.
And Terry is trees to meeting you, all of the mushrooms, but there's so many. And we find out from Muko that Zabea is not healed.
Mm-hmm.
And the corruption can turn the greatest being into a monster of pure darkness. So Soren says, if Zabea leaves now, it's irreversible. And Muko's like, hesitate. No, just bring her back in a week or two and he'll put his salves on her again and she'll be fine. Question mark, why don't they take the salves with them? But okay.
Yeah.
And Terry gets knocked over by the shrooms because they all love Terry, of course.
It's very cute.
Yeah. Anything else to say about this scene?
Just that it's a cool quest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's nice and cute and short.
Yeah.
Well done. Yeah. And we've got Ocean and Stormspire.
This is a really short one. Rayla flies there, puts the crystal in the thing, and the huge horn calls for Domina Profundis.
But then we have the whole scene of them being there. At the tide pools, do you have separate?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. I have them both in the same one.
Ah, so okay.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That was very short.
So that's it.
Then we have the tide pools.
Yeah.
They arrive at the tide pools. Everything's boiled to death.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go into Ikiyu's cave. And now it makes sense as to why Callum looked at the amulet in the last episode. Because we had this moment when he was like, okay, I have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And he held up the amulet for a second. And I was like, why is, like, something about the amulet? Now we know, because he wanted to get back into Akiyu's cave. and he can breathe underwater with it. That's why.
True. Yeah.
And
I missed this detail on the rewatch, but I saw it when I watched it the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally right. Mm. Yeah. Good catch.
Yeah. Thank you. And in the cave, Runan says, "We're not alone." And Claudia, they find Akiyu and Kiyu's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Very sad. And Claudia was hiding to not have to kill Callum.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
How nice.
Oh dear. Like, she's also a half-truth person, huh?
Yeah. And then we have a lot of spells flying around. First, we have Petra Volare, translated to Flying Rock, which falls on Runan.
Well, she throws the stone at Callum, and Runan jumps in front.
True, yeah. Then we have Pavimento Liquefactum, melted floor.
And we have lava.
Yeah. And then the counter spell, Gelida Pavimento, icy pavement.
Mm-hmm. And then we get this great scene, huh? Like, with the lava versus ice.
It reminds me of Avatar, yes.
Exactly. Yeah. The Zuko and Azula end game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we have Fulgur Hastem, lightning spear. Yeah. We have a counter spell, Venus Frigoris, cold veins, which reminds me of Avatar again. You know, this blood bending.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's the spell that the captain on the ship, what was his name,
with wood,
no, what was his name,
the captain,
the evil captain.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Oh dear,
a guy. Never mind. Listeners, you also know who we're talking about. The evil captain who used ocean magic to torture his crewmen and women. I think it's the same spell.
Mm-hmm. True, yeah. And yeah, then Claudia conjures a random small animal from behind her back.
Yeah.
And says, "In reverse, breath of my foe held my fist." To capture Callum's breath.
Mm-hmm.
Again. She used it again.
It's really spooky though, because is it the same spell that Viren used on Callum to silence him?
Ah, was it real?
In the first season, when I think Callum was outside the throne room, when they were protecting Harrow.
Maybe. So someone used this spell before I had in my mind.
Okay.
But I'm not sure who.
Yeah. Yeah, like, so...
Or how.
Viren used a spell to silence Callum then. But I'm not sure if it's the same one, because in this one he seems to actually be suffocating and struggling to breathe. And in that one he just had his voice taken
away. Ah, true. Okay, yeah, then it's a different one. Okay, true, yeah.
And all right. Again, a callback to Avatar, because this kind of reminds me of the killing the Earth Queen by suffocating her using airbending in Korra.
Can't remember.
Very similar magics, anyway.
Or the Dementors in Harry Potter.
Oh, the Dementors in Harry Potter, getting his soul taken away.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, okay.
Yeah, but then the essence is, Claudia says, dark magic will always be stronger than primal magic, and is also maybe laughing inside.
Yeah, doing a mwahaha. Yeah. Silently, yeah.
She does not hate him, and she doesn't want him dead, but what can she do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then Runan stands up again and tells her to throw away her stuff. And don't move.
Mm-hmm.
But how can she throw away her staff by not moving? Blah, blah, blah. And then she does it. And now they should wait for Callum to catch his breath. But Claudia has the amulet from Chirac and activates it. And the arrow which Ronan fires against her dissolves in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
She uses the spell Draconis Presidium, Dragon Protection. And we have a nice outfit transformation.
Yeah, it looks really cool, I have to say.
Yeah, first it's on all black, and then we have some red, orange details inside. So reminds me of dragon scales.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she can breathe fire now. Way.
Hooray. But Callum protects them.
Yeah, with Murus Aquae, wall of water.
And then she's disappeared.
Yeah.
Like it's a traditional.
In the cloud of smoke.
Yeah, it's like a magician's trick. Huh? Yeah. And from now on, Claudia is like Claudiac.
True. Yeah.
In her dragon form.
Also,
Claudia
wings.
Has evolved.
Yeah. With dragon wings and armor.
Yeah.
Breath.
And fire breath, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Callum is like really upset. He blames himself. It's his fault. There's no, they don't have a Kiyu, they don't have a pearl, and they don't have it. Like, what can they do? And then Callum sees his dark reflection in the water and the staff, and he takes it. Runan, I'm going to have to ask you to do something. I'm wondering if it was Claudia's plan that Callum sees where the staff is because of the way she dropped it in the water as well. She didn't like throw it far away. She just like, here it is.
I don't think it's
just
on purpose.
Just in case you might want it.
Why would she throw it away far away?
Like, I don't know, so that he couldn't find it?
Yeah, but normally if you like throw away your weapon in exclamation marks.
True, you do it like that, don't you?
You do it like in front of you so you can pick it up again.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if it was part of like the plan, the evil people's plan. Because why did she just leave it if it was so, because it was relatively easy for her to pick it up again.
True.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a thought.
But now she has the dragon stuff.
And doesn't need it anymore. Yeah. Maybe.
She evolved.
She evolved. Yeah. She doesn't need a staff anymore. Yeah. She's a dragon now. Okay.
Speaking of dragon, last scene, Thunderfall.
Mm-hmm. Thunderfall is next to the Storm Spire. Mm-hmm. Where thunder fell, yeah.
We have Ziad using dark magic. We don't know the spell, what he uses. But he resurrects the petrified Avizandum. And addresses him with, Your Majesty.
Your Majesty.
Oh, dear.
And the specter Avizandum screeches at the camera. Just like we had Sparklepuff screeching at the camera at the end of the last chapter, I think.
True.
Yeah. Screechies, screechies. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Do you have an MVP?
I have... Sai, Callum. But maybe also the queens.
The queens. Mm. Yeah.
Because of asking Karen to do something for them.
To save
everything.
To save everyone. Yeah, what's the most important thing here? I also, I actually have Runan because I had Callum and then I was like, okay, but if Runan hadn't have helped Callum, Claudia might have actually killed him.
Mm-hmm. Also good.
So maybe Runan because Callum's quite important right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, the queens, they were actually trying to... They were the closest to potentially destroying the sphere.
Mm.
Let's go with the queens.
Yes.
Yeah.
High five.
High five. Let's go, queens.
Yeah.
Okay. And jelly tarts?
I have one, I guess. The way to what you seek is lined with mushrooms. Not a saying. which reminds me of Janet from The Good Place.
Yeah.
And then it totally is. It's a classic.
Very good.
That's of course, Corbin again.
Yeah. That's the only one I have as well. And we have the... We already had Rex with his sweet tooth.
Yeah.
We already said that. But yeah. All right. Then the credits. Mushroom creatures sitting on a branch.
Claudia in her new uniform.
Claudiac.
True. Claudiac.
Second evolution of Claudia. Akiyu looking very powerful.
We have the ancestor with the Nova Blade, the Orphan Queen.
We have Rex and the Moonbury Surprise laughing together.
And we have Callum's dark self with Claudia's stuff.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, the title then.
Yeah, we have a titan. It's Everos, but also Lorelion. And the titan which freed Everos.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And as a king, we have Esran, but also Avisando.
Yeah, I think that's...
Yeah.
It's not such a deep title, I think. But it made me think a little bit of the Heart of the Titan, because that was Harrow and the Titan, the original Titan, that was also a king and a Titan. So that kind of being thrown in to remind us of that story as well. And yeah, otherwise I've got like, it's just like big and small, old and young, wise and naive, jaded versus hopeful, like these kind of opposites going on.
What does did he say it in this episode with the only black and white? No, it's a spectrum.
Only black and white, but people living within the gray.
Yeah. Or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But true. Yeah.
Yeah.
All the opposites.
But yeah, for overarching themes, I don't think there's like a strong one coming through. There's just like so much happening in this one chapter. Like, I found it really difficult to make notes, because like you said, there was like, as things were happening in the background, there were other things going on and whatever.
This was a bit much.
Actually, I would have liked this episode to have been animated by Fortiche, the Arcane animators. I think it would have been really cool. Like, they would have kind of, I think, maybe done it better, because there was a lot of stuff going on, but like, there wasn't much visually that I was like, wow, you know? But I thought about it in general, like, if Fortiche wanted to kind of redo this whole thing, it would just be amazing.
Yeah.
But it'd be like also a lot darker and more bloody.
Yeah.
But yeah, would be cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Let's move to the next one. Okay, so now we're going to talk about Chapter 8, Dying Light.
Yeah, as you said in the last chapter, we have a Lord of the Rings moment where Anya, Ezrin, and Bait are hiding under the bones of Sol Regam.
Yeah.
With Demogorgon or Nazgul looking after them.
Yeah, and sniffing around.
Yeah. True. Yeah. And Anya's missing her arrows. Maybe she used them all.
Maybe.
Or they fell out. I don't know.
Yeah, I think she's used them all up.
But Bait to the rescue.
Yeah. I just wanted to say about these creatures, I looked them up because I was like, okay, they must have a name or something. And in our previous, in the original quest episode, when we talked about them, they also didn't have a name. And in the wiki, they're just called earthen creatures, like creatures made of earth. And that I was reading, and they have like sonar vision. So actually, that confused me, because it is sniffing them, you know, like the whole time. And it's like, it could just use its like sonar clicking to find them. But it doesn't. It's like sniffing. I don't know if they forgot that.
Interesting.
When they brought them back in again. Yeah.
Isn't this also a Demogorgon? Like
that it's with clicking. Yeah, yeah. It's true because it doesn't have eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. So we were right.
We were right. It's just a demigorgon. Yeah. Just another slightly different variety.
Yeah.
Anyway. So yeah, Bait saves them.
Mm-hmm. And then Zim also does some zapping around.
Yeah, he does.
That's cool.
Go Zim.
Yeah. And then they get saved from the sun. And I was wondering, how fast was sunset and sunrise?
Yeah.
Like, are we in the north? Is the sun not going down much?
Or, I mean, the sunrise and sunset is usually quicker around the equator, or?
No.
No?
No. In the equator, for example, it goes down at like 7 and goes up at 4. So a lot of time between.
No, but do you mean the time between sunrise and sunset, yeah. Not how quick the sun comes up in the moment?
No.
Okay, yeah.
The time between. Because in the north, when there's the polar night or polar opposite, yeah. Something, the sun barely goes down.
Yeah. No, I see what you mean. But what do you mean? Because it's only recently gotten light, or?
Yeah, so everyone stood up because it was dark.
Yeah.
Then they flee, and then there's the sunrise, you know, like 10 minutes or so.
I guess maybe they were kind of fighting with the creatures all night, and we...
No, they were hiding under the bone.
Yeah, no, not them, but like the soldiers and stuff. So maybe they were hiding under the thing all night, and then now it's day.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Could be, but...
It's like time passing. But yeah, I don't...
Too fast.
I don't think they... I don't think it's a North Pole thing.
But also then they would be, you know, like already captured or killed by then. Because how long can you hide when
under
everyone...
Under Zim's wing.
Yeah. No.
His magical dragon wing protected them.
Then they would also be more exhausted, you know?
Yeah.
Like anxious and...
Yeah. I mean, maybe we can have a like fan episode where they animate what they did then for that whole night under Zim's wing.
Yeah, by the arcane people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Come on, Fortiche. Do that for us.
Yeah. Anyway, then we have some creatures, including this huge titan. They are dying, like in Minecraft, by the way.
Does that happen in Minecraft?
Yeah, when the sun goes up, all the dark creatures, not all of them, but most of them are dying.
Okay.
And here they are also dissolving. Gone forever, mm-hmm. I guess. And then Asrin says he's useless and weak, and Callum will maybe do something terrible. Yeah. But in this huge monologue, Eros revealed something, like every villain ever, because he revealed his Achilles heel, the Nova Blade.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they actually find it. Yeah, because it's there in daylight.
Mm-hmm.
And why didn't they find it sooner?
Yeah.
Come on. It's there on the statue.
Yeah.
In...
Hiding in plain sight.
Yeah. But when they made the statue...
Yeah.
Didn't they know that this was the most important weapon ever?
Maybe not. I mean, if they were just artists, you know? If they were just... making sculptures, you know, making the and they're like, oh, this has to go on it as well. They're like, oh yeah, cool, just put it over there. I don't know. Yeah, but I get your annoyance. And also, didn't Raylum go all the way to the Starscraper for the Nova Blade?
Yeah,
and
totally.
It was just in Catullus the whole time.
Yeah. And no one knew, really.
No one knew. Apparently.
And also, it gets dark again. Then I was wondering, how long is the distance from here to Luxoria?
Yeah.
Like, super short also?
Mm.
Or did we also miss something? Because as a rant, again, season 5 could have been an email, and this is super rushed.
It's super rushed. This, we said, yeah. yeah, the last chapter was super, super rushed and could have definitely benefited from some more fleshing out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm.
And it turns dark and Anya's like, what's happening?
Yeah.
And of course, Ez is then like, oh, it's eternal night. Yeah. Then they're like, yeah, we have to stop him. And they have the sword.
Yep.
Okay. To Luxoria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have corrupted Benta's area. And Karim has to, or must destroy the Sun Orb. And they only have 1 minute until from the spell casting to everything gets destroyed in Luxoria, which is crazy.
Yeah,
by the way,
the whole city.
Yeah, and they use Mycelium Ignem fire missiles to fight against the Banters, which everyone does. Also, Astrid uses Stellar Ignis Starfire. And in this moment, Janai's sword looks like a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Really cool. And Karim begins to paint the runes in the air and says the first 2 out of 3 words, Inferi Ruptura, which means Infernal Rupture. And then we have a lot of question marks.
Yeah.
I looked it up. I tried to look it up. I couldn't find anything.
Okay.
So the runes are maybe some picturized spells.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, not real words.
Mm-hmm.
And so no one could find out what the last word would be.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm sure the writers had a last word probably ready. In case, or
yeah, it was not in the wiki, it was not anywhere to be found.
Yeah, just the start of the spell then.
Yeah. And the Sun Orb looks a little bit like a planet. With the runes flying around it.
Mm-hmm.
Or Sauron's eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Karim, of course, stops.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's stupid.
Karim!
Yeah. Then
was clear, though. It was clear.
Yeah. Elros arrives. Huge stomping. And...
One second. So, also funny that he just arrives. So, also, how... Because Janai was like, yeah, Aravos is going to be here by sunrise.
Yeah.
How does she know?
Yeah.
And it's nearly dawn. Okay. Yeah. And really, he just, like, arrives then over the... over the horizon and just like stomps his way over. But that's also to your point that it can't be that far away from Catullus because he just like and he's also not running or something.
He is huge
but still
not far away. Yeah, and I was also wondering, how does she know then when he arrives?
Or
she's secretly in love with him.
No, I just thought, because we talked about this just now with Ezrin and Anya, that they must have been the whole night under the skeleton. Mm. Okay, so he's been walking the whole night because it got dark and then he left them.
Yeah.
So he has had time to saunter.
Yeah, but
all the way there.
But also dawn, it's now dawn.
Yeah.
So, and she said, okay, sunrise.
Sunrise. Mm-hmm.
So how long is this time in between?
Not
1 minute?
Not long. Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
Again, unclear.
It's almost time. He's almost here. Let's do it. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. So please continue.
Time is a little bit random.
Confusing. Here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Janai is powerless because Karim is stupid again. And who does Lux Tormento? Ah, he does. Karim uses Lux Tormento, Cannon of Light.
Against the Banther.
Yeah. And then he begins to introduce himself to Averroes.
Oh, so annoying.
Karim, I'm Karim, true and rightful king of Luxoria, the greatest fire mage in all of Skadia, blah, blah, blah. And the final prize would be for triggering the final rune, with a single word and would destroy all plans of Eros with it. So please hear me out, that we both see what the world has become, like every, how do you say, not progressive? Like people,
conservative
people era, yes. There was a great...
Let's make Zadia great again.
Yeah, oh my god. There was a great order, but now only chaos. And if the world must burn to be reborn, so be it. Let me be your flame, together we can crush.
So dumb.
This is so stupid. Oh my god. That was the stupidest thing Karim ever did.
Yeah.
And it was totally obvious that Eros would kill him.
Yeah.
Totally.
Why
would he need him?
He doesn't need him for anything. Yeah.
He has everything he needs.
Yeah. All he needs is the orb.
Yeah.
And, oh, you're slightly threatening to destroy the orb?
Exactly. Why would he keep someone who can destroy the orb with three simple words? Yeah. This is so super dumb.
Yeah.
But yeah, what to expect of Karim? Oh my fucking
it's
god.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Oh, sorry. Oh my fucking gosh, Klopp. Something else.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, he gets splatted.
Yeah, of course, everyone, or Janai at least, is crying and running away because, of course, now no one can help them anymore.
Yeah.
And you see in the background that Eros just shakes the blood off his
off
hands.
Off his hands. Just like,
yeah. Oh my god. Intense.
Yep.
Really intense.
And Aravos gazes at the orb while the sun goes up. And this is a beautiful image. Like, this was really well done.
Mm-hmm.
And then he takes the orb, he kind of floats it
mm-hmm.
towards himself. The stars have never smiled upon their creations. This is a world made by cruel, unfeeling hands. So he doesn't feel bad at all about destroying it.
Okay, yeah.
Then the orb goes up into the sky and starts to form a crystal around it with some sort of magic. And then there is a staff around the orb. And then he takes it. To exist in this world is to suffer. And let the vengeful blacken the skies. Let there be dark.
Yeah. Super intense. The orb inhales all of the corruption. I wrote it down. So,
yeah.
Because everything from the Bantas are getting sucked up into this orb.
To make it even more corrupt.
Yeah. But didn't Karim and Pharos brought the corruption in this world with the Bantas?
They corrupted the Sun Sphere.
Yeah.
And then I think that poisoned the city and then the Banthas and stuff.
Karim maybe did something good for Eros here.
Why?
Because of the corruption which gets sucked up by the orb to be this huge staff. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe too far-fetched.
Yeah, not sure.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah, also this to exist in this world is to suffer is also, I think, philosophical and Buddhist thing. Also Nietzsche, I think, said it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have a lot of questions around it.
Yeah. That's
and,
true.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Also... in this world.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of philosophical stuff in there.
No. Okay, sorry. Continue.
And he takes the staff and then when he says dark, the shields that are around the tower, they all get smashed and...
They looked a little bit like solar panels.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, because they are like the soldier's shields. Do they just keep them there until they need them? Or was it like, is it the same form, making mirrors to kind of reflect the sun when the sun orb was like properly a sun orb?
Mm.
that they're like reflecting the light over and over to make it even more powerful or something.
Why not both?
Or both. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting point.
I don't know. Yeah. It's not explained anywhere, but it's definitely, they're the same shape as the shields that the soldiers have and stuff.
And look cool around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the fact that they smashed makes me think it's not the best material for a shield, maybe. No. But yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just their style or something.
Mm-hmm.
The, what are they called? That kind of elf.
Sunfire
elf style.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they get smashed and Aravos gets knocked over.
Wow.
And Rex stomps in
mm-hmm.
and put into the arena. It's like, again, yes. like a bit Pokemon style. Yeah.
Rex Ignis has arrived.
Charmander steps into the... Charmander joins the battle. Okay, and Aravos is to Rex, "It's been too long. Not long enough, betrayer." And he charges at Aravos and then gets like frozen and can't move by Claudiac.
Yeah. This is the same thing she did on the
Moon Nexus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same spell. Freezing. Yeah, but must be a lot more, seems to be a lot more difficult because she's kind of struggling to hold him.
Yeah. It's a huge archdragon versus Lujain and...
like three people.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But yeah, she's struggling with it. But she's the greatest mage in all of Zadia.
And Eros is only light in this world.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's a spell.
We have a reverse. Cruelest dark, bring the end. The sun will never rise again. By Eros this time.
Mm-hmm.
Did he use anything for it?
Nope.
Yeah, okay. Then we have a huge light cannon.
Like he uses the orb for it, I
think. Oh, yeah, true. Like he uses the staff and then there's a huge light cannon out of it. To the sun, and I counted it. So I stopped the time, mm-hmm. how long it takes mm-hmm. to get there. It needs only around 5 seconds to the sun.
All the way to the sun.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So with our speed of light, which is 299,729,485 meters per second,
mm-hmm.
we can calculate that the sun is, their sun is only 1.5 million kilometers away,
mm-hmm.
around. So in reference, our real moon is approximately 1.3 seconds away.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the sun is over 8 minutes away.
Oh, okay.
So the sun is much, much closer in this world than in our world.
But it's maybe, magic.
Yeah, but maybe then we have an explanation for sunrise, set being so fast.
Ah, maybe. Because they're so close to the sun.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Maybe. But yeah, this was... Maybe also to not wait for 8 minutes.
Yeah, just like, what's it going to happen?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
And the light cannon corrupts the sun. And we have a sun emitting purple light.
Yeah.
Which kind of looks like a solar eclipse. And now we have, I looked it up, a tropical cyclone now.
Yeah.
Why? I have no idea where this comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And all the spirits with unfinished business appear.
And there they are.
Yeah. But can you explain the cyclone?
No.
It's...
I don't know if it's like, the mist appeared when it got dark at the Valley of the Graves and then they came out. Maybe they bring some sort of weather with them wherever they appear. I guess Aravos must have called them there somehow, maybe with the storm.
Mm.
But I'm not sure. Yeah, but there's a big tornado and the spectres are like coming out of it. And Claudiac is struggling to keep Rex still until Rex hits her with his tail.
Finally. Why so late?
Oh, it took him so long to move, huh?
But the tail was really movable.
Not the whole time, I think.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, maybe not so far.
Well, he finally managed it. Okay. And then not
for him.
Well done, Rex. I mean, he's about to die, you know? Like, yeah. Let's give him some credit.
Spoiler.
For the next 8 seconds or something. He knocks Aravos down and the staff out of his hand. Is it broken? Like, it looks broken.
No.
But we know that it's not because he picks it up again. Yeah. But it looks broken in that moment.
Yeah.
And he tries to bite Aravos, so seems because he's also an archdragon, so his bite should also kill him theoretically. Yeah. But Aravos holds him by his very badly placed horns.
Why? Why does he have horns like this?
Yeah, and Avazandum's shadow appears and lightning's flashing, and that distracts Rex. And Aravos is also being like, "Oh, there's a gift for you." Blah blah blah. And then Aravos knocks Rex back while he's distracted and tells him that he organized a reunion for him.
Mm-hmm.
And Rex is talking to Avazandum then. Avazandum, great king of dragons, what has he done to you? And they're like fighting and stuff. And he's like, thunder, nothing to say after all these years. And you realize that Avazandum's like lost the power of speech.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big thing for the archdragons, when they can speak, apparently. And Pyra and Zubeya fly into the tornado. Terry realizes first that it's Rex and Avazandum, but he's like, no, it's impossible. And Rex spits fire and lava, Avazandum spits lightning, and boom! And Zubeya desperately tries to fly to Avazandum.
Yeah.
She realizes too. Sorin wants to follow. Corvus says it's too dangerous. And the fight continues. And Rex tells Avazandum that he's the puppet of a great one.
Yeah.
And Zubeya stops the fight. Damn. Because
she shouts stop.
She shouts stop, yeah. And Rex, like, she's his queen, so he stops. But then Avazandum jumps on Rex and kills him.
Thanks, Zubeya.
Damn.
Yeah.
She chose poorly.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, dear. Yeah. It would have been a lot easier for them to fight Avazandum together.
Yeah, totally.
And now they're one archdragon less.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah. Also a little bit of Pokemon reference. Fire was electric. And also Harry Potter, maybe. Avada Kedavra versus Expelliarmus.
Yeah.
Scene. Yeah.
Boom.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to continue?
Then Rayla arrives. And the queens tell from their betrayal by Karim and his death. And then we have Callum to the rescue. See, our last episode.
Yeah. They're just waiting for Callum then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The ladies.
Yeah, exactly.
And Corvin and, And Zubeya begs Avazandum to find himself.
Mm-hmm.
Remember who you are. # Lion King.
Yeah.
Aravos loves it and gloats at the stars because he's like, yes, this is exactly what he wanted.
Yeah.
That Zubeya can't fight him because she loves him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just laughing again.
He's just like, he asks the stars if they're watching.
Yeah.
And enjoying the show.
Yeah. Like a TV show.
Yeah. And Sorin wants to break his sapswear.
Yeah.
And Callum and Runan arrive. Runan praises his mount, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
You did well. And Sneasels reunites with the other Baitlings.
Again, finally.
And we get a Raylum kiss.
Yeah.
And Callum's like, yeah, the truth is, and Runan interrupts him and says, complicated, but we have what we need.
Yeah. They clearly don't want to talk about it.
They don't want to talk about it. There's something going on there. And Callum has the blank coin, needs to get up to the tower. And Astrid says, she grabs Callum to one side, pulls Callum to one side and says, "When the world turns black, one with dark eyes will save us all and choose his own end."
Mm-hmm.
Callum says he knows what it means.
No.
No matter what, for all of Zadia, we get all the heroes like ready to go.
Nice. There's a nice image of them, all of them.
Yeah.
Except Esrin and Anya and stuff.
Yeah.
Bate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they all fly away to this tower in the middle of this cyclone and are fighting spirits along the way.
Yeah.
And then there's the most awesome thing ever. Stella uses portal magic to behead a dragon.
That was great.
How cool is that move?
Well done, Stella. Use that more often.
Yeah. That was really cool. Three people, Sorven and Terra on the ground, are like, what?
Yeah, just like the dragon just like falls down in front of them.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And they'd just fallen a long way as well, because they got got grabbed.
Yeah.
And then they grabbed Terry and ended up getting like dropped to the ground.
Yeah.
Luckily, they landed in a tree and then they like hit the ground running. Just like, okay, everyone's fine.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, it begins to rain and Domina Profundis arrives with a familiar sound. I would say I had it all the time in my mind when I was watching it again. It reminded me of a character in Skyrim, maybe?
Okay, the clicky sounds?
No, the screech.
Ah, mm-hmm.
But I couldn't find it because YouTube is going to shit, apparently.
Oh, dear.
With all shorts and AI stuff. And I didn't find the sound again. But maybe it's in this universe, mm-hmm. like the Elder Scrolls universe, or Half-Life. I couldn't find it out, unfortunately.
Okay, very similar sound effects.
Yeah. Yeah, it's maybe that's why I didn't sleep. So good.
Yeah. Oh, because you had to think about it the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But then we have two dragons against one. And then they almost want to fight against each other.
Yeah.
And then Everwas just is holding out a hand, like stops them. And they also stop attacking. Hmm. Why? Why?
Yeah, so that he can make his speech.
Yeah, but what the fuck?
Yeah, and then he's like, this is familiar. Hasn't this happened before? And like when he says, isn't this familiar? Is also a Lion King. Like there's so many Lion King things going on in here.
And we have this typical fight scene, you know?
Yeah.
Only one after another.
Yeah.
Not all of them at once.
Yeah.
You know? Because the villain has to have time to fight one after another.
Yeah, apparently.
This is so stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, kill me and you'll kill everyone you love and I'll just go to the heavens. And interesting information, 7 years and 19, in 7 years and mm-hmm. 19 days, my stars will align again.
Yeah.
And he's just going to come back.
Yeah. But why will they destroy everything by killing him?
Because... like the story he told with Lorelion, when the dragon killed him, there was this massive cosmic explosion with his death.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Mm-hmm. So he's warning that that's going to happen.
Okay.
I didn't think about that before, mm-hmm. I think. You cannot win. And then Callum says, we can win. There is a way. And then Erebos says that Claudia made sure that Akiyu couldn't interfere and mm-hmm. make a new pearl. And...
but we see the tiny coin.
There we see the tiny coin, yeah.
And Erebos is sarcastically asking Callum what he wants to do with this. Because as soon as he delivers his dark magic spell to entrap him in the coin... he will become a vessel for Erebos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so even if he dies, he just jumps over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then we have the solution of the Rayla scene before. Runan promised to kill Callum.
Yeah.
As soon as he delivers the spell.
Yeah. And Callum, so Rayla is confused because for a second she thinks he means the promise she made that she would kill him if he turned evil.
Yeah.
And then, no, Runan did. Yeah. And that for her is kind of even more heartbreaking. Yeah. Her dad killing her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
But then, yeah, we have this Callum chooses his destiny. And writes it for himself.
Yeah.
And then fade to black.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. These last chapters could have been a film, huh?
Yeah, totally.
It's lots of cliffhangers and poor listeners and poor Jana having to wait for the finale.
But now, finally, I can watch it today.
Finally, woo-hoo. Your day has come.
Yes.
Nice. The day of black sun.
Oh dear. Purple sun.
Purple sun. Yeah. Yeah. Oi, oi, oi. Okay. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Ah. Yes. Yes.
I was so, like, stressed watching this.
No. Same.
It's very upsetting.
I have no jelly tarts this time. Nothing.
Mm-mm.
So far, which was comedy, or a lot of comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have an MVP?
Stella. With her
portal. It was one move, but it was a really good one. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Sorry. Oh my fucking glob. Adventure Time, people.
Very good. Yeah. I'll go with that. I mean, it could be Callum. It's definitely not Zabea.
No.
She's currently doing the also stereotypical woman thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my love.
Yeah.
Oh,
he already
can't
died.
Can't possibly do anything.
Yeah.
Because I have so much love. I can't do anything. Yeah.
But you also have a child. And
the whole world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was dead already.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So overall theme, rushed.
Definitely.
A few more questions. Where's Sir Sparklepuff?
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, this coin versus Nova Blade thing.
Mm-hmm.
Will Rayla allow it? Then Zubea and Domina... Profundus standing around. Will all the dragons die? And what about Sim? Maybe he could reason or something with his dad?
Mm.
Maybe?
Mm. Yeah, they're not there yet, huh?
No. But as we know, they should arrive in like 5 minutes.
Well, yeah, if they're going to be there in time for the last episode, they better be here soon.
The show goes on without them.
Yeah. They arrive with the Nova Blade after it's over.
Yeah.
Where is everyone? Oh yeah. Dear. Yeah. 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 And the dying, the title, the mm-hmm. dying light.
Sun Orb, Karim, Sun.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Definitely. And.
Oh, maybe also Callum. Because he chooses his dark path.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, true.
Hmm.
And not Claudiac.
No.
Aravos is light.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe Rex Ignis also.
Yeah.
Light.
Mm. Yeah, and have, like, I don't know, there's so much Lion King stuff going on here. I also, for the show notes, found the scene with Scar being like, this is familiar, like before he confesses his evil to Simba.
Okay.
And yeah, it's funny that there's so much of that.
I watched it too long ago, I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah, watch the clip, you'll remember.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Because it's when Simba's like hanging off the edge of the rock and he's like, Scar, help me. And then he like grabs him and then he's like, oh, this is familiar. Yeah. And
I can remember.
Yep.
Okay.
These evil people.
No.
Always saying the same stuff.
Yeah. It's every villain ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Credits?
We have the corrupted orb stuff.
We have Ez's ancestor statue with the Nova Blade. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, like, there's also a shadow like at the bottom. And I'm wondering if that's it getting dark while they're looking at the statue. Or what were my other thoughts?
Yeah, not sure.
Or is it supposed to be like the dawn is coming? The dawn of a new era? Don't know.
Yeah. Good catch. We have the dark eye of Avizandum.
We have Ez in the pose of his ancestor from the last credits.
We have Dark Callum flipping a coin, or the coin.
And we have Runan aiming his bow at Callum, probably.
Ready to kill.
Ready to kill Callum. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
Yeah. I'm super excited for the last chapter.
Yeah.
Now.
Same.
Yeah, you watched it already.
Yeah, like a year ago. It came out a year ago. I was like, what? Yeah.
You're finally almost at the end.
Almost at the end.
One episode to go.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. It's going to take us a little bit because I'm now away for the next 6 weeks.
Yeah.
But then we'll get on it when I come back and it's going to be nice. And yeah, I can't believe that we've almost reached the end of another season.
And the end of the era.
Yeah, the end of the whole thing so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What will we do after?
Yeah, but really enjoying doing these episodes with you.
Yeah.
It's same, a lot of fun.
Same.
Yeah. Yeah, any other thoughts before we log off?
My mind is empty. I'm now in breakfast and watching the last chapter mode.
You're going to just watch it straight away now?
Of course.
Ah, lucky you. Nice. Yeah. All right. Then send us your thoughts, listeners. We'll read them out when we record again. And yeah, thanks for sticking with us. We're happy to be there and happy to get your comments. And yeah.
We have now more time for comments, by the way.
Yeah, you got lots of time. You could send us an essay.
Yeah.
On, I don't know, Karim's struggles with good and evil.
Or anything what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. We read it anyway and we'll love it.
Yeah. Yeah, better not about Karim, actually. There's more interesting characters.
Like Stella.
Or obituaries for the dead characters.
Sorry?
Obituaries. You know, like in a newspaper when they write about people who died.
Yeah.
The life of... The life of Rex.
Akio.
Yeah.
Rex.
The
Who else?
The cakes of Zadia that Rex never got to taste.
True.
Oh. I'm sad that he died.
Yeah, true.
He was... growing on me.
Yeah. What will the guardians do now?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, poor them.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, we miss him so. They're really going to miss him now.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Okay.
Enough rambling.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. We've been News from the Breach and speak to you again soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, they should take the orbit, the orb. No. Again.
And Sauron's like, so that might, so that means now if, sorry.
Lightning spear?
Spear?
Yeah. Not sphere.
Not sphere. Sorry. What was that? Really enjoy. Really blah 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 blah.